Bienvenue, bonjour à tous. So good morning to everyone. Good morning to everyone in Switzerland. Bonjour en France. Bonjour tout le monde. Good morning to everyone in France. Good morning to everyone in the United States of America. Good morning to everyone in Kenya and Buenos Dias, to everyone in Ecuador. Good morning to everyone in the United Kingdom. Good morning to everyone in Japan. Good morning to everyone who's listening to me at the sound of my voice in India. Good morning. Once again, those of you who are following me and listening, please, if you are able to, please make a donation, or if you could please make a donation. To help me to continue my episodes here on Anchor and Spotify to keep these episodes going so that I can continue to talk about these topics and address them for the future to continue the educating people about diversity and inclusivity. If you could please, if you have an iPhone, then you will go to Apple Pay and you can select the payment of either $4.99 or $9.99 for my episodes on my podcast. If you have a Google Pay or Android phone, you go to Google Pay and you would pay either $4.99 or $9.99 subscription to keep me, help me to keep, bringing these episodes to educate everyone regarding, different topics, different, places that represent diversity and inclusivity. Okay, so today we're going to talk about different restaurants and cultural foods pertaining to that particular culture. And I wanted to do this episode because, as I said, culture, diversity, and inclusivity is very important, and people need to be able to, know that they are valued and that they can be committed for a cause, something that they're passionate about. So, starting off, this year, two new restaurants open in two southern states. The first one is in Montgomery, Alabama, and the restaurant is called Ravello Restaurant. Ravello Restaurant. It's located in Montgomery, Alabama. And for anybody that resides in the state of Alabama, you can check out the Ravello Restaurant, which is a southern restaurant. Anybody that has ever gone down south, then you know how southern food tastes. It is so delicious to like from sweet potato pies to lemon pies, apple pies, blueberry pies. Then you have your cakes. And then you have collard greens, cornbread, macaroni and cheese, ham, fried chicken. You may even have baked chicken. So that is a new restaurant that is opening very soon. And also, in Georgia, we have the Aretha's at the Point, located in Atlanta, Georgia. So if you live in the Atlanta, Georgia area, please check out Aretha's at the Point, Atlanta, Georgia. Now, this lady, Aretha's, she's been cooking for a long time, and she has inherited some recipes that are just really phenomenal. So if you like I said, if you're a person who loves soul food or fried chicken and baked chicken, macaroni and cheese, cornbread, collard greens, and yams, then that is the restaurants you need to go to. Aretha's at the Point, once again, is located in Atlanta, Georgia. and the Ravello restaurant located in Montgomery, Alabama. Also, I just recently read that Paris, France, that the soul food, they have poulet gaufres, macaroni et fromage. So if you ever get a chance to travel to Paris, France, you'll find some very wonderful, sophisticated restaurants to eat at. And especially the Champs-Élysées and some other places. But if you're really looking to really get what you need to get out of it, then I would suggest, you know, trying that out. And moving right on, there are also some popular restaurants where you can eat in Memphis, Tennessee. And I think the one couple, they're called the Pats, and they have their food and culinary network on the Food Network. If you get a chance, you know, please check that out. The Pats, who are from Memphis, Tennessee, and they have been cooking, you know, some good cakes and some good food. There are also, if you get a chance, and if you love Chicago, Illinois, and you visit Chicago, Illinois, you'll find some French restaurants and German restaurants there in Chicago. But there's this one restaurant which is top six in the city and state of Chicago, Illinois. It's Himmel's. And if you get a chance to go to Himmel's, check out their German, Italian, aliment, nor la nourriture. Check out the German and Italian food. It really looks delicious. And also check out in Paris, France, Epicure Les Saints et Josephine chez Dumonet. Check out those restaurants in Paris, France as well. You know, I love to eat different cultural foods. They each represent something special, and they each allow me to work and showcase my talent as a minority person who is promoting and advocating diversity and inclusiveness. So, thank you for listening to my broadcast and my podcast. And just know that if you have any questions or you want to reach out to me, you can reach out to me by email, and it's Pamela Haskell, PamelaHaskell. So that's my email address to reach me if you have any questions or concerns. So I just gave an example with that, and I hope that you got something out of this. Restaurants that you have always dreamed of dining at and going to, I now have given you that information. And please, you know, make sure that you go to the website and look them up, and then you'll have an opportunity to go and visit and to possibly sample the foods that they have there. Thank you for joining me. Until we meet again, have a wonderful day. Bonjour tout le monde. Good morning, everyone. Bienvenue. L'épisode Diversité et Unité. So, good morning, everyone, to all my listeners all around the world, in the United States, Mexico, Brazil, United Kingdom, Japan, Hong Kong, India, Kenya, good morning. France, bonjour, and Canada, bonjour tout le monde. Bienvenue. So welcome to the Diversity and Unity episode. I am your host, Dr. Pamela Marie Haskell, and today I will be talking about fashion and makeup for the fall. So as you know, fall is a time of the season when the weather starts to get a little cooler and the air gets a little bit cooler, and that's the time when we be wearing our suede and our furs and our leather. And also during this season, you can find some good deals on some clothing that is very appropriate to wear, whether it be for business casual or for formal business wear. So starting off this morning, let's first talk about fashion. So for the fall, if you have a closet, first you need to clean out your closet, because your closet that you have right now is full of all your summer wardrobe. And so you definitely want to clean out your closet and put away your summer apparel and get your fall apparel out. Now, you don't have to spend $500 on a wardrobe to look good, okay? You can actually go to a used retail clothing store. Sometimes they have good bargains that you can go and get deals on, like Goodwill. Burlington Coat Factory, that's a good place to shop. And, you know, I know people love to shop at the mall, and that's great too, but I'm just trying to help people out who are trying to save and are on a budget when it comes to clothing. Those are some great stores outlets where you can go shop at. Just the ones I just named. And I think Ross Dress for Less, you might be able to find some clothes there too. But definitely, like, if you go to a nice Goodwill, you can find some nice sweaters. You can definitely find some cardigans and turtlenecks and some business casual trouser pants, even skirts. And we know that in the fall, you can find suede coats, suede skirts, suede boots, leather boots, moccasins, and the mule shoes that have a kind of a wedge heel to them, and hosiery. The hosiery, and as you know, in the autumn and the fall, we wear darker colors. And also, you can wear dresses that are sleeveless and put a cardigan or a duster sweater over it to dress it up. And it can be very decent for business casual wear on a Friday, for example, or for business formal wear Monday through Thursday and Friday. Now, for men, you can also wear turtlenecks and a blazer. So, like I said, you know, blazers are very hot for both men and women. So, as I said, you can find a nice velvet blazer. You can find a suede blazer and a turtleneck. And ladies, you can definitely find a cowl neck sweater dress. And belted wrap dresses are wonderful to wear for the fall. They have a nice bell sleeve, which are my favorite apparel to wear. And you can also wear, I remember back when I was growing up as a little girl in during the 80s, I remember we had these the skirts set up like a skirt in the front and shorts in the back, and it's called a skort. So you can try to wear a skort too, that's velvet or suede. And like I said, the skort, it looks like a skirt in the front and shorts in the back. They were very popular back in the day, and I know it's very rare to find them in this era, but they are very nice to wear for the fall as well. And then you can dress up your apparel with accessories, your earrings, your necklaces, pendants, and you can even use a head wrap as a headband for your hair to, you know, dress it up if you like. And also, let's talk about makeup. So it's important, ladies, and that you take care of your skin, that you have a skincare regimen. So you have to make sure that you wash your face with a facial cleanser gel, and that you moisturize, and that you use some type of toner that does not contain alcohol. Now, I have oily skin, so I have to use products that are made for oily skin. And I, yes, I do moisturize because even though I have oily skin, it is still important to moisturize the skin so that your skin can have that, you know, elasticity that it needs and all the nutrients that it needs to help reduce your pores and to keep those pores closed, because we don't want those big pores to show, or large pores to be shown. If you have dry skin, you should be also using a facial cleanser gel and a moisturizer suitable for your face to help with to help give your skin more hydration. Also for makeup, I go more for the matte look because I have oily skin. So the colors, eyeshadows that you can wear for the fall, and they don't, we all know that the colors for fall, you have chocolate, we have the mustard, gold, yellow, orange, red, and then you have your plum colors like the violets and eggplant. That's what I was trying to think of earlier. Eggplant is a dark purple color that you could wear. Hunter green, which is a dark green. Forest green. And all those are colors that you could wear and accessorate and coordinate with your clothing and even in your makeup routine. There are definitely, like, there's a rosy plum. There's pinks that you can wear for your eyeshadows. You can also use a purple eyeliner to line your top and lower eyes. And we, even though black eyeliner is the traditional eyeliner to use, you can use also use a dark brown eyeliner to line your eyes. You can even use eyeshadow to line your eyes, your top lash line and your bottom lash line and your waterline. You just have to make sure that you use an angled brush when doing that to apply or use the eyeshadow as a liner for your top lash line and your waterline lower lash line. Also, you can use bronzer. And I use bronzer basically to give my face dimension. And you just apply the bronzer where your temple is, and you just apply it using a brush, and you just brush it up. And the same thing, you apply it on your cheekbones too, but don't brush it down. Take the brush and brush it up, so it can, that way it gives your face more not only dimension but definition. And then take the bronzer and apply along your lower jawline and blend it out. And also you can add bronzer to your nose to contour your nose and other areas around your mouth to give your face more definition and dimension. And lipsticks, you can wear any lipstick color in the fall. Definitely, like I said, the neutral colors like the browns. You could definitely use plums, reds, pinks. You can use those in your lipsticks as well as in your lip glosses to give your lips a more polished look and to give your lips more shine and definition. And also you can use like a satin lips. Like if you have like dry skin on your lips and your lips easily get chapped, you can use like a lip balm as they sell. I know Mary Kay sells them, and I believe MAC might sell them too. But you can always use a lip balm. Apply that on your lips first, let it dry, and then, you know, you can use a lip liner to line your lips. And you can also take the liner and fill in your lips, color in your lips with that lip liner, and then apply the lipstick, and then apply your lip gloss over the lipstick. And so it's very important, ladies, that your wardrobe is updated and that your makeup is updated. And as far as hairstyles, any hairstyle will work. You can do a bob look, you could do a roller wrap with a hump, and it's just important that, and then if you want to, also most women, some women color their hair, and I think a beautiful color, if you're thinking about getting your hair highlighted or colored, You can definitely get highlights with chestnut or burgundy color. I think those would be very beautiful. And chestnut's like a reddish brown color, but it's a very beautiful color, as well as an auburn color. Those are very professional colors to get for your hair if you're looking to get your hair colored for the fall. But the thing is, be careful not to get your hair colored too often, because sometimes coloring your hair too often, it'll break your hair off. So, you know, as long as the color is still fresh in your hair, try to minimize how often you get your hair, you know, colored. But definitely make sure that you keep your hair trimmed. Let a professional trim your, you know, split ends, and definitely, you know, let a professional maintenance your hair, like, you know, getting it washed and deep conditioned. And also, I recommend getting hot oil treatments. Those are good for your hair. And definitely a roller set, it grows your hair. It's very healthy for your hair. So those are my suggestions for you. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. I am on social media such as Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And I'll be more than happy to answer your questions on fashion, makeup, and hair. And I can help guide you in the direction that you need to go. But just make sure that you keep your closet updated with your wardrobe as we move into fall, autumn next month, September 22nd. You definitely want to make sure that your wardrobe is up to date, that you have your cardigans, your turtleneck dresses, or your turtlenecks, your jean pants, your corduroy suede pants, or your corduroy suede skirts, as well as turtleneck, cowl-neck wrap dresses that are really look good on anybody's size. And make sure that your accessories are put in a jewelry box of some sort. So, and make sure, it's also important that you clean off your jewelry, because, you know, bacteria gets on your jewelry too. So you want to definitely make sure that you, you know, keep your, you know, sanitize your jewelry. Use some type of wipes if you can, or Kleenex, you know, to kind of sanitize your jewelry. And clothing that cannot usually be washed, which are suede and leather, you can take them to the cleaners. And the cleaners will, you know, dry clean the suede. They'll clean the suede and the leather for you. Those can't be washed in a wash machine. So when you, after so many times of wearing those, the suede or the leather, or the velvet, you need to take them to the cleaners. So, also for your blush colors, like I said, you can definitely wear plums, mocha, raisin, a reddish brown, a chestnut, sable, a pink. Coral is a good color for all skin types to wear year round. You can definitely do a plum cheek color. So just shop around and you know, and just experiment with these, with colors. Don't be afraid to try, you know, new colors and experiment with them, because I mean, you know, the more colors you experiment, they help, you know, define your look, and they help bring your image out. And I think, you know, experiment with color is fun, and it doesn't have to be intimidating. So I hope you enjoyed all these fall fashion tips for hair and makeup and apparel that I've given to you. Thank you for joining me. And please, if you enjoy what you hear and the topics that you hear, please support my podcast by patronizing, if you could, please, to keep these episodes going and continuing. You can, if you're on Android, you can go to Google Pay, and there are payments of $4.99, $9.99. So you have a
option to select the one that you want to support these episodes. And if you are on iPhone, then you can go to Apple Pay and make a payment of, select your option of either $4.99 or $9.99 to help keep this, continue these episodes are brought on my broadcast. Thank you for joining me on Diversity and Unity. I'm Dr. Pamela Marie Haskell. Bonjour, au revoir. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Diversité en Unité, Diversity and Unity. I am your host, Dr. Pamela Haskell. I hope you all are having a wonderful week. You know, we really have to be careful with the kind of people that we connect with, because everybody who we call our friends, they're really not our friends. And some people, just because they smile and laugh in your face, does not mean that they're necessarily your friends. You know, recently, all I've been hearing about in the news are people, innocent people, who were just either innocent bystanders, and they were really very renowned in their communities. And then it come to find out they were murdered and killed by people who were envious of them. And they were killed out of envy and out of just people that were erratic. You know, we're living in perilous time, as the Bible says. You know, that's why I feel that, you know, everybody wants to feel accepted, and I get that, and I understand that. But I just think that sometimes I just try to keep my circle as small as possible, because I find that the more people that you try to have as a friend, then the more enemies and foes you're going to have. And I'm finding that to be true, because a lot of people don't want to see people be successful, you know. And I'm not saying that everybody means you harm or bad, because there are some people who mean you good and there are some people who don't mean you any good. So you have to have discernment, especially in this era and time we're living in. You have to have discernment. You have to be able to discern people's body language and people's, when I say their body language, I'm not talking about just their physical makeup, but I'm talking about just their mood, and actually listen to how they talk. And if you know, you can tell what a person's about within 5 minutes to get to talk to them, you know. And so you just have to be cautious and use precaution, especially when connecting with people in friendships and dating and in a marriage or whatever. You have to really, really, really watch and guard your heart. Don't let your guard down so easily, because people will disappoint you and they will show you their true colors. So you really have to really be careful. So, you know, don't, you know, my advice is, you know, when it comes to personal business, you know, don't go telling like people, like your colleagues, or even people that's close to you, certain family members, or even so-called friends. Don't tell everybody your personal business. You know, things that you don't want people to know, keep to yourself. Because once you disclose information, it's out there. And you can't stop people from talking, because people are going to talk. So that's why those things that are very confidential, that you don't want people to know or disclose, just don't disclose it. Just keep it to yourself, because the only one that knows about it is God and you. And so, you know, I'm just saying we're living in perilous times, and it's just getting so, it's getting worse or more than it is getting better. You know, there's just been you know, like this whole case with the, you know, from people that just are trying to be productive and make something out of their life and do things that are positive, they're ending up killed for erratic reasons and just, you know, reasons that are just beyond what one can even fathom. And so that's why I said, you know, that's why I just keep my circle small, because I guard my heart and I really watch the kind of people that I encounter and that I communicate with, because I don't want to entertain negative people. Because when negative people come around, I just walk away from them, because I don't want to entertain negative energy. Because when you're around negative people, and when you're negative, you drain other people. And negativity is draining. It can cause health deterioration. It could just, it's toxic. So I just try my best to just stay away from around toxic people. And I try to find and surround myself around positive people. People who add value to my life. And people who are just pleasant to be around. So I just want to let you know, just wanted to come on here to this evening just to, you know, give people advice on to just use discernment and discretion when it comes to the type of people that you surround yourself with and who you communicate with about certain matters that are confidential or personal. Just keep them to yourself, because the less people know, the better. Until we meet again, I'm Pamela Haskell. Thank you for listening to Diversity and Unity, Diversity and Unity. Have a good night.